Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, satellite guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the world famous Scotty Chat. I'm your host, Goalie Bob Nimitz. I'm on the other line with Scott Gronkowski.
Hello, everybody. How you doing tonight? Happy Monday. Hey, Bob, I got some news for people. That HD carrot that's been dangling in front of people's heads, I think we're going to catch that carrot tonight.
Uh-oh. I hope it's not the other infamous word, a.k.a. soon.
Not soon at all. In fact, I'm hearing new HD on Wednesday on Dish Network.
Wow, that's crazy. That soon might actually come. In reference to time, is time actually coming to a standstill, or what's going on at Dish Network there, Scott?
Well, I don't know, but from what I'm hearing is earlier today, Dish Network had an all-employee conference, and Charlie Ergen got up and announced a lot of new HD channels that are going to be announced tonight, and they're all going to be turned on Wednesday afternoon, and I can't wait.
Wow, a lot. I wonder how much a lot is. Is a lot 10, 20? For Dish, I mean, a lot might be two. I don't know. What are we looking at, Scott?
I don't have a number, and I don't even know what channels they are. I am told that there are a lot of Showtime HD channels and a bunch of other channels as well, plus a bunch of new HD local cities as well. So tonight's Charlie Chat is going to be very, very, very interesting.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to stay glued to DigiBlur's uplink report and see what exactly pops up there, as that will be a tall sign of what Dish Network's going to be doing here in a little while.
Chances are we aren't going to see any real changes to the uplink report because the channels are probably already uplinked in testing, and all they really need to do on Wednesday is change the channel names and make them available to people and start running the guide data. And, as soon as the Charlie Chat runs tonight, they could put the guide data in the guide and then, because there's no more reason for a surprise, and then, get ready for Wednesday. I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. It's about damn time, and I know a lot of people are going to be very, very, very happy.
Yeah, let's hope they get the channels they want. And, Scott, I understand that the future of satellite guys might be very bright.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute, but I want to give people a chance to talk to us tonight. First off, join us in the Satellite Guys chat room. You can find that at http://chat.satelliteguys.us. And we're all in there. We got a nice big crowd in it. And Laser Rich wants to know if I said damn. Yes, I said damn, because it's about damn time we got new HD. But another way you can get a hold of us tonight is toll-free. Pick up your telephone. You can talk to me and Bob. And that number is 877-SAT-GUYS. If you don't have the letters on your telephone there, that number is 877-728-4897, and we're going to start taking callers in just a couple minutes here on the Scotty Chat. A lot coming up for the future satellite guys. We were known as the premier site on the Internet for satellite news and information, and, if you look at the stats, according to Quantcast and various other stats providers, SatelliteGuys.us is the second largest home theater equipment type forum on the Internet behind AVS forums. And that's something I'm very, very proud of, and something I'm looking for some help from you guys out there in the community for. We want to expand a little bit and go into it, but we need some experts. And, we're not necessarily looking for staff at the moment, but we're looking for people who can help us out and, help us grow our home theater side of things. We're going to be working on a bunch of things on Satellite Guys. You're going to be seeing a bunch of new features coming down the line in the next couple weeks. You may even see a new look for Satellite Guys. We're trying to decide now whether to keep the look of the new Satellite Guys look or the color scheme of the classic Satellite Guys look. So if you have something there and you want to, say which one you like better, let us know there. We got a bunch of new forums coming online within the next few weeks, and a bunch of things there as well.
Yeah, Scott, I'm looking at the forum right now, and I noticed we got a little jerky tab up on the top there, and it leads you to Jerky Direct. What's that all about?
Well, that's something I'm not really pushing, but if you've ever seen me, and I'm kind of round in the stomach area, and I like beef jerky, and we have the opportunity to sell beef jerky and make some money for satellite guys. But that's not the reason I'm doing it. The reason I'm doing it is because I actually got to sample some of this jerky, and it's probably some of the best beef jerky I've ever had from JD Direct. Very, very good beef jerky. And I'm not really doing it to make money for satellite guys because we're only making, I think, $2 a bag we sell. So, you know, we ain't going to get rich off of selling it. But I know a lot of satellite guys members love beef jerky. And this is, as I said, some of the best tasting packaged beef jerky that I've ever had.
Yeah, especially with the guys that love the What's Cooking and who make their own jerky. Maybe they could give this kind of jerky a try and see how good it tastes.
Oh, it's good, and you know, again, people like jerky, so if they want it, then they can order it, and if they don't, then don't. It doesn't bug me either way, but as I know, I know some of our satellite guys members really love their beef jerky, and this is some really good stuff here. Let's give out the numbers again, Bob.
Sure, it's 1-877-SAC-GUYS.
Yeah, 877-SAC-GUYS, 877-728-4897. You're listening to the Scotty Chat, and yes, the rumors are true. We're going to be hearing about a bunch of new high-definition content tonight from Dish Network on the Charlie Chat, which immediately follows tonight's Scotty Chat on Dish Network Channel 101. And people in the chat room are saying, beef jerky. Laser Rich says, jerky and Heineken can't be beat. And someone wants to know whose dog is barking in the background. I don't know if my dog's been barking tonight, Bob. You got a dog there?
Oh, yeah, I got a new dog. He's in the other room over there. I didn't think he made it that loud, but sorry, guys.
I didn't hear it, but actually, as soon as I said that, my dog is downstairs and actually in the basement and started howling just as I said that. That's kind of funny there. Well, tonight's Charlie Chat is going to be kind of interesting besides the new HD announcements, because it's supposedly Fox night, but there's also another special guest on tonight's show, that being none other than Jeopardy's own Alex Trebek.
Now, we had an opportunity to see Jeopardy at CES, Scott.
Yeah, I heard about your running with security there, and that's as far as we can go into that one since it's a family-safe show. But if you ever get a pub membership, do a search for Jeopardy in the pub members area, and you'll get a good laugh. Let's just say, Bob, you thought it was finger licking good.
Yes. Well, Jeopardy is fun, and they definitely have a new set, and they premiered it at CES, and that is definitely a good thing. And as Jeopardy is owned by Sony, we'll see what kind of Sony channels we can throw out there.
Oh, it's very, very, very interesting. So some people want to know about what some of the new forms are that are coming down the line, because we have no callers on the line. So the first one we're going to put up is an internet radio forum. We have a lot of interest in the, you know, like Slacker radio service and Pandora and a bunch of other internet radio services, and they're becoming very, very popular. So we're going to add a discussion forum for the internet radio services, and a lot of people have been asking for that for a couple weeks, so they're going to be getting it very, very, I hate to use this word, but soon.
Yeah, soon. That's definitely a great idea, Scott, as I know I've been listening to a lot of Slacker radio since I can't listen to my Sirius through my iPhone anymore. But yes, Slacker is definitely one of the best going things out there for internet radio as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's just one of the new forums coming down the line. And he was mentioned Sirius just a couple minutes ago. And actually got some news tonight regarding Sirius XM, and this could be interesting to some of the people listening out there. I received word tonight that Opie and Anthony were fired from WXRK, that's K-Rock in New York City tonight. So starting tomorrow morning, Opie and Anthony are going to be exclusive on XM satellite radio once again.
Wow, this is going to be interesting to see how this plays out, especially being that now they're going to be uncensored.
Well, they were uncensored before, and then they went to terrestrial radio, and they had to censor themselves. And a lot of people dumped XM because they weren't happy with the show they were getting. They were getting, the FM version of the show and then getting an extra hour after that, but it wasn't the same show. And now the boys can go back and do the show that they love to do totally uncensored and only for satellite radio audience, and I think it's going to be really, really good. Opie and Anthony were doing great in the ratings in New York City. They were number two in the ratings for their age demographics. The real reason they got rid of them is because the rest of the day the station's ratings bombed. So what I'm hearing is it's going to be turning into a top 40 radio station as of Wednesday at 5 p.m. And that's the real reason that they got rid of Opie and Anthony, because, you know, all the affiliates dumped them a long time ago. And this was the last station with Opie and Anthony on it, and they want to turn Opie and Anthony into a money-making station for the rest of the day, not just when Opie and Anthony are on. Let's see. Also, speaking about XM and Sirius, on Friday, a surprise that took a lot of us by surprise was XM dumped 700 WLW out of Cincinnati, which was airing on channel 173. Now, they also dumped National Lampoon Radio as well. Both of these channels, however, while I say they were dumped by XM, were actually dumped by Clear Channel, which owns those channels. They program those channels. And it's kind of funny because if you go to the 700WLW.com website, it says to call XM and complain about them being removed from XM, when it wasn't XM who actually removed the channels. It was their parent company, Clear Channel, who removed the channels. So something interesting is going on there, and I'm hearing that those two channels will be replaced in the next few weeks with new programming.
You know, Scott, I wonder if now that XM and Sirius has cleared their debt with DirecTV and that they're free in the clear for the next year at least, if terrestrial radio is starting to feel the heat on Sirius and XM as a competitor in the market.
Well, here's what I wrote, and if you know me, I go to various forums besides Satellite Guys and talk about, you know, all this stuff. And I was on XM Fan the other day, and I actually encourage people to go out, and this is the time, if you want to support satellite radio and see it stick around, to go out and get yourself a lifetime subscription before Wednesday, because it's $100 off, and get yourself a lifetime subscription to satellite radio. You're going to be helping support satellite radio. And then my other tip to people was to go out and buy 200 shares of XM, Sirius XM stock, with it being at 14, 15 cents right now and predicted to go above a dollar since all their financial problems have gone away with this Liberty Media deal. They're predicting that the Sirius XM stock is going to be above a dollar by the end of the year. So if you go buy 200 shares of XM stock and it goes above a dollar, you're paid for your lifetime subscription for SiriusXM. It's really worthwhile doing if you got the extra cash lying around.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Scott. And, you know, I bought some stock the other day. And hopefully, as a stock owner now, we can go ahead and make SiriusXM a profitable company. And nothing but good things for them.
All right, and let's give out the numbers again. 877-SAT-GUYS is our number. That's 877-728-4897. I haven't had any callers yet, so pick up the phone and dial into it. Let us know what you'd like to see. Let us know your ideas for our new home theater expansion that we're going to be working on. Let us know what style you like, you know, the colors you like. And if any other advice you have for us in making those changes as we go ahead to the future. Now, I know a lot of you people are going to be asking why we're going to change the style and the look of Satellite Guys. The real honest reason is because the style we're using now was designed for older versions of our forum software, and with the new vBulletin 3.8 software that we're running, we're not able to take advantage of all the great features that vBulletin offers us in this new version. Such features include a built-in photo gallery. As you know, we have a place right now where you can upload your home theater pictures, but it's really clunky, old, and doesn't really work too well. The new software has it built directly in as a feature of vBulletin. It's not a separate it's not a separate program at all. So that way you can really tie it into a lot of things. It's easy to make postings, including your pictures in them and everything else like that. Another reason we want to change over is because we want to give you, our members, the opportunity to make your own forums. The first step we're going to let you do is create forums for your favorite TV shows. What this will allow you to do is, if you try hard enough, you can become an expert on your favorite TV show. And by doing that, you can go out and start looking for scoops on your favorite shows. You know, you can talk to the producers of the TV shows and so on and so forth. That will allow you to make, hopefully, the best fan forum for the show that you really enjoy. That's the first step there. And it's something we're looking at doing relatively soon, but we can't do it without changing the style because people need to have the new style that takes advantage of what's called social groups. And once we have that social groups feature enabled, we're going to allow people to create their own forums on Satellite Guys, which they will be the moderators of, and control and become experts in their field for that television show.
Let's wow, that's really exciting, Scott.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Nobody's doing that yet, and really, really excited about it. Some people are saying in the chat room that they're too shy to give us a call. I don't know why, but let's see here.
Looking
well,
it looks like we got
questions.
A question there.
Yep, from DB2.
Will...
Go ahead.
Yep. Scott, will this show all the HD RSN games, the spring slash summer when MLB season kicks off? And that's a very good question because I'm really a big fan on these full-time RSN HDs over at Dish Network that have been promised to us but haven't showed up yet.
Yeah, last year at Team Summit, which was in May of last year, they announced that by the end of the year they would have a number of the RSNs full-time 24/7 in HD. Now, the end of the year has come and gone, and that has not happened yet. So I don't know how to answer that question. I don't know what their plans are, and hopefully we'll get some insight to that tonight. Some interesting things I've seen is Dish has been running HD spring training games. Up here we have New England Sports Network, which is NESN, and they've been showing the Red Sox preseason games in HD on the HD channel. But what I find funny is the games that are being shown are not being produced in high definition, so they're using up the HD transponder to show us a non-HD game in HD. That's just kind of funny there.
Yeah, that's funny that you mentioned that, Scott. Well, we got a call on the line here, area code 608.
Madtown HD Junkie.
And hey, Madtown HD Junkie. Well, this is going to be a good one here, folks, and... if you're a pub member, you saw me mention this a couple days ago, and Madtown is actually working on something, and I'm going to let him explain what it is in a bit, but before I let him explain what it is, I want to tell you that in the past, we used to have an area on Satellite Guys that we called the Pit, and the Pit was for political discussions where people didn't fight with each other, didn't swear at each other. Those were basically the two rules of the Pit. Eventually, we had to shut the Pit down because a group of people decided that they couldn't follow the rules anymore, and it's becoming too much of a headache for us. I've always loved the Pit. I've always participated in the Pit, sometimes using different names. You can probably guess why. But I missed the Pit. And, a couple of people tried setting up Pit invitations, but it always turned into a big four-letter word fest with people just swearing at each other and calling each other's names. Now, Madtown's been working on something great called SonicBabble.com, and why don't you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, thanks, Scott. I think you described it pretty well. I actually participated in some of those sites that you mentioned. I won't say the name, but I participated back in your election pit, and I found that it was a little bit more fun to try and debate people with ideas and not four-letter words to get your point across, so I took it upon myself to start a site that's dedicated to political discussion. There's some other forums in there, but primarily the premise is to be a place to go and to debate politics. It has forums for every state. It's got party headquarters for various, all the parties, the major parties, and U.S., international politics. And the only guidelines that I have, I shouldn't say the only, but the one thing I we're going to maintain to a T is a PG-13 rating that you need to respect the people that you're debating with. And, four-letter words, there's not any place for that. It should be a site where you can go on at work, check it out, have a debate, a civil debate with someone, disagree with them all day long, but you still need to be able to show a little bit of respect and be able to have fun, because you should be able to debate people on different ideas and still get along with them. Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill, if anybody's old enough to remember, they never got along on anything, but at the end of the day, they'd sit down and have a drink. And I think that's kind of a good a good way to look at it, where you can.
Yeah, this is adults being adults talking about politics. You like a lot of people understand that people have varying opinions, and it's one great thing about this country is that people can disagree about things like this. Because if everybody had the same opinion, it would be a very boring place. And you've set up a nice place for us where you can do it without, the swearing, the name calling, and value other people's opinions.
Absolutely. I even, there's certain words are just I've already censored out that they just won't appear. You'll get the asterisks. I'm honest and open about it. There's going to be moderation if necessary. Hopefully not. Hopefully we don't have to do that. But I want it to be a place where you can sign in at work or sign out at home. And if your 10-year-old walks in the room, you don't have to hide his eyes from a picture or a phrase of words that are going to make you blush or make your wife.
Yeah, there was a couple other forums that popped up after we shut down the pit that was trying to emulate the pit. And I tried working with them to set up an environment for them and actually put links on the site for them. And it became a big let's make fun of satellite guys fest. So the links quickly went away. And I've always missed the camaraderie that we've had in the pit. And I'm really happy to see that you're opening up a new site there. That's sonicbabble.com. What we're going to do is we're going to actually put a link on the Satellite Guys website. You'll see Political Talk there. You'll click it, and it will take you right to the new site. And it's something to be really, really excited about if you like talking, politics and in a friendly, family-friendly atmosphere.
Yeah. So, and I'd like to thank you for your help, too, with all the code.
And no problem. We just want, we want the pit to continue on, but we can't do it. When we send people to a site, when the first thing they see is some nasty picture or somebody, just using the F word every other word, that's not the kind of sites we want to send our members to, because a lot of people visit our sites from work, from school, from church, and so on, and we want to send them to someplace that's as clean as can be for them so they don't get in trouble by visiting those sites.
Right.
So basically, don't say anything that George Carlin would say.
That's exactly a very good premise.
Yep, and actually George Carlin ain't saying anything nowadays, is he?
No, unfortunately.
Yeah,
hey.
I miss him, though. He was a good Canadian.
He was. So is Belushi, but all good people come to an end.
Yep. All right, well, that's Madtown HD Junkie. We thank you for calling us. We thank you for hosting this new site, and we're going to get that link up tomorrow for you on the Satellite Guy site. We wish you the best of luck with your new forum, and if you need anything, you know how to get a hold of us.
All right, thanks, guys. You have a good night.
All right, you too. All right, folks, you're listening to the Scotty Chat. I'm Scott Gruskowski, and joined by goalie Bob Nemitz. And that was a good call there, and that's something we've been working on for the past couple weeks now, Bob. And I'm very happy to see it finally come to fruition. He's got the site set up very nicely. He's got a lot of modification code in there, and it's looking very, very good, a nice place for you to go and talk politics. I've been seeing a question pop up in the forum about new HD from DirecTV. And the honest answer I'm hearing is that there's no immediate plans to launch new national HD on DirecTV. Haven't heard anything more than that, and it's kind of discouraging. But, DirecTV seems to be doing something right because their subscribers keep going up and up and up, and Dish Network is losing subscribers left and right. So whatever that magic formula they're using there seems to be working for them. So I can't really complain too much.
Yeah, I think Dish Network's going to hopefully emulate that magic formula tonight, starting tonight with all their HD channel launches. And hopefully they can start getting their mojo back, because that's what they really need, is their mojo back.
Yeah, one of the things that's been asked also in the chat room, and if you're not in the chat room, you can join us right now at chat.satelliteguys.us. is some questions on DirecTV besides, when new HD is coming. We're working very hard to work with DirecTV, and I have an open invitation from DirecTV to go to their headquarters in El Segundo, California, and meet with them. And as I'm preparing to do that, I'm going to be opening up a thread on Satellite Guys of what would you like to see improved with Satellite Guys and DirecTV. And DirecTV is going to be reading that, and that's going to be the premise of my meetings with them when I do go down there, hopefully relatively soon. We met with DirecTV last year at CES, not this year, but last year we had some very productive meetings, and you know, we told them we're going to do all kinds of things for them, which we've done, but, you know, it hasn't really opened up the things for us like we wanted them to, and this is going to be why we're going down there. We're going to try opening up those doors a little wider, because when people think of satellite news and information, they think of satellite guys first, and we want to be able to help out the most amount of people we can with their DirecTV issues and problems.
Yeah, exactly, Scott. And, you know, I have a DirecTV system myself right now, and I found that's the best way to learn both worlds is to go and have both systems. And now that I have both systems, I'm more than willing to jump in there with our other Satellite Guys staff members, Master Deals and also DeFergy. And, you know, it's definitely, we have a great group of moderators in there and a great group of people. So feel free to come on into our DirecTV forums and help us out if you want to if you want to have a good time learning about your DirecTV system.
Yeah, so we're going to be opening up a thread there on that. And please give us your honest feedback there of what you'd like to see us do. Be realistic. And who knows, the doors could open up really wide for us. We've been doing some good stuff with them lately. I know we've been doing a couple of beta tests behind the scenes that have been going really, really well, and you should be seeing more about that stuff soon. It's just we want to help out people and the satellite companies the best ways we can. And speaking of that, we're planning on opening up another new forum coming down the line here. And this one's probably going to be coming a little farther down the line, but we're planning on opening up a new forum on Satellite Guys for mobile video. And now, right now, there's currently one provider out there, which is Sirius with Sirius Backseat TV, which offers consumers three channels of live television via satellite. They show Cartoon Network Mobile, they show Disney Channel, and they show Nickelodeon. There's another new provider coming on the scene that we met with at CES, and that's AT&T's CruiseCast. And I'm trying to work with AT&T CruiseCast to get a review up as soon as we can, because they're getting ready to launch their product. And that CruiseCast offers, I believe it's around 30 live channels of real good satellite television programming, your CNN, your Fox News, your Nickelodeons, your MTVs, and stuff like that. And it's going to be very interesting to see that. And since we are the satellite experts, we want to have a satellite forum dedicated to the new satellite, mobile satellite video technology.
Yeah, mobile video technology has been really was one of the driving things at CES that we saw, not only as CruiseCast, but we also saw mobile digital television through ATSC and tuners. And that was something really interesting. I'm really excited to see that mobile video is going to be out and about, and you got your kids in the back seat, turn on SpongeBob on Nickelodeon, and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's going to be a great thing there. And, you know, we're looking forward to launching that, because mobile satellite and mobile television in your car is going to be the next big thing. I've had TV in my truck now for about a year now. And whenever we go for a long drive, the kids really love it. And, you know, flipping on to SpongeBob, because they do have Nickelodeon channel on there. And I'll be honest, keeps them quiet for the ride.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, Scott, we got a caller on the hotline here, area code 512.
Yep. Let me guess, this is Bruce.
Yes, this is Bruce. How are you tonight,
hey,
Scott?
Good.
I got a question for you. Have you heard anything else about any other content in 1080p, whether it's on Dish Network or DirecTV?
You know, both companies seem to be dropping the ball on this. What happened was they tried racing each other like a big space race to see who would get first to the moon. Instead, it went to see who could first do 1080p. And from where I'm sitting as a judge, Dish Network was the first ones to do it. Basically because they are the first ones to transmit 1080p over satellite to the consumer's boxes. Everything from DirecTV so far has been over the Internet. And Dish has been having some trouble. They've been running the show The Beast on Dish Online, which you can download over the Internet. And it hasn't been playing in 1080p on anybody's TV sets. So while they're advertising 1080p, it's not really good if nobody can watch it in 1080p. They seem to be using the 1080p as more of an advertising slogan than actually delivering 1080p product. And at the moment, it seems like both providers have really dropped the ball when it comes to 1080p content.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Scott.
No problem. Thanks for listening.
You know, Scott, I'm kind of surprised that they've been dropping this ball because hasn't ESPN said that they're going to planning on launching a 1080p channel?
I don't know. I know people that work there, and I haven't heard anything about it, but anything is possible in this day and age. And for you guys just joining us, it's 8:30 right now here on the East Coast, and you're listening to the Scotty Chat. I am Scott Kraskowski, joined by goalie Bob Nemitz. Our phone lines are open. You can give us a call at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. And if you're just joining us at the beginning of the show, I announced that tonight Charlie's going to have a big surprise for us, that HD carrot. We're finally going to catch it. There's going to be a bunch, let me quote it, a lot of new HD channels turned on this Wednesday on Dish Network. That was the big news for the beginning of the show. And I don't know what channels there are yet. I know there's a bunch of Showtime channels, but I understand there's a lot more, plus a bunch of new local cities that are going to be announced tonight. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see. And that Charlie Chat begins about a half hour from now on Dish Network Channel 101. Charlie's going to have as a guest tonight in studio, Glenn Beck, who, interestingly enough, started here in Connecticut on KC101. In fact, I think my uncle-in-law, I don't know how to explain him, but actually hired Glenn Beck at KC101 because he used to own the station. Alex Trebek will be joining them on the Charlie Chat, and also Stuart Varney. So three guests tonight on the Charlie Chat. Let's see here.
Scott, we have a caller on the line there.
Oh, okay, let's grab that. I was looking in the chat room. Okay, go ahead, caller. Let's see here. Hello, caller, can I help you?
Hello, caller.
It's a call from ET, but nobody's there. Well, I guess they're not there.
Hello,
so let
caller.
Me go on. No, they're not there. So,
give us a call back.
Give us a call back. And while we're talking about, and in the chat room, I saw someone talking about the new 922. I'm hearing now that the 922 has been pushed back a little bit into May and is going to be officially launched now at Team Summit, which starts on May 5th in Denver, Colorado. And, of course, Satellite Guys will be there covering it all for you when it launches. So that's going to be very,
our
very...
Our caller is back, Scott.
Oh, we got our caller back. Let me get back to that screen. And let's say hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello, caller.
ET, phone home.
It doesn't have it's got a name on it. From a company that we all know and love. But they're not talking. Don't know. I'm going to say goodbye to them and get back to what we were talking about here. People are asking about 922, and as I said, it's going to be released at Team Summit, and Satellite Guys will be there for that release, which is going to be happening on May 5th through the 8th in Denver, Colorado. And also, it's been 1 week since I've received my new 722K. So I wanted to take a moment and tell you about my thoughts on the 722K. Number one, as I've been watching it, I do notice that the picture is a little bit clearer and sharper and more colorful with the 722K. That's a nice plus. Overall, with the unit, it hasn't been that bad. In fact, it's a very nice unit. The issue I am having and still having am having is with the over-the-air tuner. There's a couple issues with the over-the-air tuner. The first one being that since it splits the signal inside the over-the-air tuner module, the MT2 card, that the signal is reduced because of that split inside the MT2 card. This means that I cannot receive two of the distant stations that I was able to receive on my 622 once this unit replaced. Could be a bad thing, but for me, it's not really that bad because those two stations that I'm missing are not stations that I watched regularly anyways. The second thing that I'm having trouble with that tuner cartridge for is in the morning I have it set to tune to my local NBC station via over the air, and when my TV automatically turns on via timer, the audio from the over the air channel is garbled. And the only way to get that audio back is to change the channel, then change it back again. So that's some kind of bug there. I have been working with EchoStar and trying to fix that bug. I've been sending my log files and stuff like that, and they're trying to figure it out. The 722 has not rebooted too much. I don't think it's really rebooted itself at all that I've noticed. I've had to reboot it a couple times myself when I managed to crash it, and I managed to crash it by trying to program the two-way remotes, trying to get them to learn each other in the System Wizard. Now, speaking on the two-way remotes, personally, I think it's the dumbest feature ever introduced on a Dish Network product, these two-way remotes. The idea is that all your timers and stuff are downloaded to your remote, so that way if your receiver dies, you can easily reprogram all your timers just by using the remote on the new DVR when it arrives. Now, as far as I can tell, this does not happen automatically, and you must sync up the remotes every once in a while to download all your timers, which nobody's going to do. It really needs to be automatic, and it can't be automatic because the remote's got to be pointed directly at the unit because the information is sent via IR. So if your 722K happened to die, chances are you're not going to sync your remote, you're not going to have your timers, and dust is a waste. If Dish Network had a USB port on the front, which they do, they should let us take a USB memory card there, a USB key, stick it in the front of the unit, and be able to download all the settings and timers to the USB key and put that in some safe place. So if your unit does die, you can plug it back in, and then you'll know that you have all your timers and stuff there. And other than that, the 722K is a very nice receiver. I have successfully been able to record four separate items at one time while watching two separate streams off the hard drive, and that's really an amazing feat. That's two off-air, that's two satellite, and that's watching two feeds off the HD, off the hard drive at the same time, and that's something really, really incredible, Bob.
Yeah, exactly it is. Hey, Scott, we got a couple callers here on the waiting for us.
All right. Yeah, we got one with their hand up. So we'll go to the 763 area code and say, hello, caller. There we go. 763, you're in the air.
Hey, guys. It's Max calling from Minnesota.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. I had a couple questions real quick. Wanted to know if you thought that any of the new HD that might be added Wednesday, if that will also be added to the turbo packages. And then number two, I wanted to know if you've heard anything more about external hard drive functionality for Dish's non-DVR dual tuner. I think it's the 222?
222K, yep. The 222K, I've not heard anything about it, but I do know it's coming. I don't know when. And as far as the new channels going into the Turbo HD package, I don't know that as well because I don't know what channels are coming, but I can only say, God, I hope so, because as you've seen on Satellite Guys and even at the other forums, the majority of the complaints lately are people very upset that they have the HD-only packages and are not able to watch the new Fox News Channel HD and the Fox Business Channel HD. And in order to get them, they have had to switch their packages back to the old packages, and people are not really, really happy about that.
And was that a glitch like you originally were told, or do you think that was a conscious decision from Dish Network?
Now it seems to be a conscious decision. When it first came on, it was a glitch because the channels weren't actually supposed to launch till Wednesday, and they popped on Monday night for some people's receivers. And if you noticed, a lot of people couldn't receive those channels on Monday night, and they slowly came on over time. So that was a glitch there. The other glitch was I wrote to the executive department of Dish Network, some of the contacts I have there, and asked them specifically if those two new channels are going to be available in the turbo packages. And I got an email back saying, yes, they're going to be included. We're having a glitch right now, the whole thing there. And so I was always under the impression that they were supposed to be included in the Turbo HD packages. And to make matters worse, I've had some people who have the Turbo HD packages or say they have the Turbo HD packages come out and say, oh, I called this network up and they sent my hit to my box and now I'm receiving those channel fine. Now, from what I know now, is that true or is that not true? I don't really know because I don't have the Turbo HD package. I'm on the everything package, so I get them all. So it's very confusing, and the dish hasn't really helped out there. And hopefully tonight in the Charlie chat we get some real answers to that.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for your call. All right, Bob, we're going to take another call and go to the 423 area code and say, hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello, 423 area code.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, I got a question. I got a 722K and a 722, and my question is, like, on the tuner, too, I try to change a channel from another room, and for some reason, I don't get an instant response. I have to aim the remote in, you know, crazy ways to get it to change channels. What would cause that?
Let me take this, Scott. If you have the antenna hooked up back to the receiver, take a piece of RG6, and if you can run it in some inconspicuous way closer to the room, and then take a barrel connector or a connector that you would piece together two RG6 together and put the antenna on the other side close to the room, that should improve your signal because it sounds like you're having signal issues from the receiver to the TV.
Yeah, because the 722K is actually down in my office, and then it runs back to the bedroom, and then the other 722, the room's actually on the other side of the wall where Tuner 2 feeds, so that was one I was really wondering about.
Yeah, another way you can do it, and I've actually done this at a family member's house, is they got a big house, is I've actually used a diplexer or a splitter and split it so that way one wire is going into the antenna jack on the back of the he has a 722, but he's on the 722, and then in the other room where the TV is, I've actually split it there and put the antenna on one of the ends of the splitter, so that way the antenna is in the other room, and that works perfectly for him. That's a great way to do it, very inexpensive, probably costs about $3 for the splitters, and allows you to do that. The 722K I've been using it basically in the same room and really haven't been having any problems with the remote controls. I do notice that the buttons sometimes are hard to press, and you have to press it down hard sometimes to change channels.
Yeah, I've noticed that too with mine. It gets a little hard, like you try to go into the 6000 or something, and I'll push it, and it'll go totally the opposite channel of what I'm going to.
yeah, that's one of the things there. But the remotes themselves are nice. I like finally having a programmable remote where I can have it learn. The one thing I don't like about the remote is that when you go in there and try learning a button that you didn't have before, you got to program all the buttons again,
which
I think is kind of silly. But it's better than nothing, I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for taking my call. By the way, my name's Randall, and I'm in Tennessee. Sorry about it.
All right, Randall.
I didn't know I was on the phone. I was like, huh? Thank you.
Well, thanks for your call, Randall.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you in the chat. All right, Bob. Well, let's see here. Got a bunch of stuff here. Let's see, just trying to clear the line here. There we go. The phone lines are open right now at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. Give us a call or stop by in the chat room. And I'm going to take a look at the chat room because I haven't looked at it for the next couple minutes. And Laser Rich wants to know, no commercials, Scott? No time for you to run to the fridge. No, I'm fine. Don't need anything. And going to start going to the gym here soon because if I keep going the way I'm going, I need a wheelbarrow to carry my stomach as I walk around. Too much good food, too much eating like a king.
Yeah. You know, Scott, we're about 15 minutes away from the Charlie chat as they're listening in at the EchoStar studio. What do you think Charlie's going to speculate here about on the Charlie chat besides new HD that's coming down the line?
I don't know. With three guests, there's really not as much for him to talk about because it's going to be a lot of time dedicated to that. So I think the big thing is going to be new HD, whether it be national and locals. And since we do know definitely that new HD is coming, it's going to be really interesting to get a list of those channels. The employee who contacted me about the meeting they had today, he asked me if I want a list of the channels, and I actually told him no because I want to be surprised myself. It's always good to be surprised. And speaking of surprises, we're going to go to the 541 area code and say, hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Brad from Oregon.
Hey, Brad. How's it going tonight?
Very good. Hey, I had a question because I am fielding a lot of calls from friends. I'm the one that that posted something about the latest update from our local stations, one of our locals up here in the Northwest, Fisher Communications.
Mm-hmm.
You know the deal with
that. Yeah, I wish
that
lawsuit would be ended soon.
What honestly do you think, why do you think that the negotiators are coming to the agreement, but yet when it gets to Charlie's desk, he says it's not acceptable?
The honest reason, and I've talked with Charlie personally about this, and actually Bob was there, and this wasn't with Fisher, but this was with Voom, is that Charlie would happily work with the company if they dropped the lawsuit against them. And I have a feeling that's the same case that's going here. The backstory is that there's a Univision station up there that was recently purchased by Fisher, and Fisher's demanding payment. Yeah, Fisher's demanding payment for this channel. When that channel, when it was negotiated, was as a must carry, which means Dish got that signal for free. And then Fisher came in and bought that station and is trying to go back and say, well, now that we own it, we want you to pay the money going back for it when there was no money going there. And it's just a really silly lawsuit. It's causing nothing but harm to both Dish and Fisher. And as long as that lawsuit's on the table, Charlie's not going to settle the Fisher locals issue. That's ultimately what's happening there.
The weird thing is Dish Network never carried it until like April of this year, which was
when they negotiated the deal with them. A lot of times channels have contracts signed and done, and it'll be over a year before you see it actually appear on Dish Network, and that's due to a number of factors, including getting fiber run, getting everything wired, depth link, and so on. So stuff can take a long while there, and I have a feeling that's what's happened here. As Charlie said on the loop that's going around, they had a valid contract with Univision, and it's a dumb lawsuit. And you know, if Fisher really wants to be back on Dish Network, what they got to do is basically say, okay, we're going to drop the lawsuit, and then I think you see Charlie go there, shake his hand, that's Fisher Communication, and have the channels back on the air, lickety split.
Yeah, because I've been hearing from retailers in the area that are really starting to get worried about the amount of customers that they've actually lost, potential customers that they've lost because of not having ABC, for instance, in this area.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to wonder how much longer this is going to go on.
It really doesn't do good for either side to be fighting like this, and it's really unfortunate because the consumer is the one who misses out in the end, and that's really no good because, you know, both companies are forgetting here that they're here to serve the consumer, and I used to get mad at Dish for dropping channels when these negotiations came up, but you know, when you have a off-air channel demanding payment for their channel, and that channel costs more than, you know, some channels like VH1 and stuff like that, that's really kind of ridiculous. And in my opinion, they should really be paying the satellite companies to be on board because they bring the community a larger amount of viewers, which means more advertising revenue.
Yeah, that's very true. It can add up to a lot of advertising revenue, but it's just, I mean, it's getting to the point where it's like, is Dish a viable company in this area in regards to locals, because the agreements that have been made but not actually been signed off on, I mean, they're not getting done
to the
point where this is going to be resolved.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't see it being resolved soon unless Fisher wakes up one day and says, we need to take this lawsuit off the table, and then they can work together. Because they do have what sounds like a done deal to bring back the stations. It's just this lawsuit hanging over their head that's causing Charlie to be stubborn Charlie. And Charlie's known for being stubborn, and he's doing it now. And what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's true. Okay,
all right, well, thank you for your call. All righty.
Bye.
All right, Bob, we got about 10 minutes remaining here in the Scotty chat. And, you know, we were talking about the future of satellite guys a little while ago. And another thing I want to talk about real quick is about our financial future. And first of all, I want to thank all our pub members who have been really good in the past month and a half about kicking in here, because it's our most expensive time of the year since we buy our bandwidth by the year and pay overcharges and stuff like that. But the real crux of the matter is that with the economy being as it is, there's a couple of our sponsors who are coming up for renewal really soon here. And I don't know if they're going to renew with us or not, but regardless of that, if they do renew with us or not, Satellite Guys is here to stay, and we will pick up the bill some way or another and keep the site rolling for everybody.
Yeah, you know, Scott, I hope they do renew with us, because the fact that we are very, very cheap advertising, especially when you compare us to other forums, we're at one-third of the cost, and it's definitely worthwhile to be able to purchase advertising here on SatelliteGuys.us and be able to reach your target audience.
Yeah, that's something we're working on there, and if you know any companies that are looking to advertise on a good home theater related website, you know, because we don't not only do satellite, but we have a lot of people interested in Blu-ray and Blu-ray players and home theater AV systems and all kinds of stuff. We're here and available. Our advertising rates are dirt cheap. In fact, I ask potential advertisers to go and check out other forums and see how much they're charging for advertisers, and when they do that, they come flying back to us because we're a great bargain. And you know, with the economy the way it is, though, I can understand if some sponsors did not renew, and you know, that's the way it's going. But I'm happy to say that we will find a way to keep Satellite Guys going for everybody, because we take pride in what we do here at Satellite Guys, and we want to keep on helping everybody out.
Yep, exactly. Hey,
sure, go, Bob.
Oh, hey, Scott. Hey, have you gotten your new smart cards yet? Because I've been seeing a lot of reports in the Satellite Guys Dish Network forum that a lot of the users have now gotten their new smart cards. And one of the pressing things that Charlie said on the investor relations conference call the other day was the fact that by summer we should be seeing programming getting turned off the old encryption and switched over to the new stuff.
Oh yeah, actually, I know retailers have been getting a lot of cards, and I've been getting reports from users saying they're getting a card, and I got mine months ago, so I'm all upgraded and ready to go, and they're getting ready for it. And the interesting thing that Charlie said on the earnings call last week was that they're already working on the fourth generation of the smart cards, and they probably would have another smart card change by the end of the year, which was kind of surprising.
Yeah, well, one, that means if you're a free-to-air guru, look on eBay, as you will soon find, hopefully, a bunch of equipment nearly cheap and very free, almost.
Yeah, free-to-air is a great thing. I'd love to get Iceberg on one of our podcasts to talk about free-to-air, but he's so damn shy, and I said that damn word again. That reminds me of a story, Bob. Last year, you weren't with us when we went to CES, but we had Rocky Mountain High and a couple other. Well, you were with us last year.
We went on the best damn tour.
Yeah, and I told all those damn jokes all damn day, and people wanted to rip my damn head off. And well, anyways, the damn word just brought the whole damn story back to me. But yeah, the smart card thing, they're coming, and they're going to be changing stuff out, and that's interesting there.
Yeah, it's very good news for Dish Network. Hopefully they can get that signal secure so that way they can hopefully drive down the prices, although from what I'm hearing, the price is going up.
Yeah, they're never. No matter how much they get piracy fixed so that nobody can steal their signal, I don't see the rates ever going down. That's been a bogus argument from cable companies over the years, and you know, cable companies are using the Motorola boxes, which use DigiCypher 2, which has not been cracked at all for their digital cable services. And you don't see the rates going down for digital cable subscribers because they have a secure system. In fact, the rates are going up there. So I don't buy the whole thing that, you know, you're causing, you know, if we didn't have these hackers, our prices would be cheaper. That doesn't sit with me. also doesn't sit with me when Charlie Ergen will go on an earnings call and say to investors and people covering it that the reason for their poor numbers is because hackers are buying equipment to hack their signal, and they disconnected their legal dish network service in favor for this. You know, screws in the forums, hacking dish network is not as easy as it used to be and requires a lot of work to keep it going. It's not just sitting and watching TV like it was a long time ago. It requires a lot of work, sometimes daily, a couple times daily, to reprogram all your stuff to get in the channels, and it's not worth it. Just subscribe. Your time is money, and don't spend all your time trying to steal something. Just pay for it legitimately and enjoy television the way it's supposed to be enjoyed.
Yeah, Scott, you know, I've seen some people, they've invested so much into this equipment that they could have bought a year's worth of Dish Network service and not lost their stuff. It's just absolutely crazy that the amount of links that these hackers are going to, and hopefully we'll see that signal secure, and we'll be all enjoying our Dish Network for whatever we pay for.
Yeah, the chat room at Satellite Guys is packed. Thank you guys for coming in and hanging out with us tonight. We're getting ready for the Charlie Chat, which is coming up in about 4 minutes. And speaking of 4 minutes, we still have some time for your phone calls. Give us a call at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. Get on the air here before we have to go and make room for Charlie Ergen, Jim DeFranco, and his merry cast of characters. Again, tonight's special guest is Glenn Beck, Alex Trebek, and Stuart Varney on the Charlie Chat. And that comes up exactly at the top of the hour on Dish Network Channel 101. I'm going to look into our chat room real quick and see if we have any questions going around here. Let's see here.
Looks like Don's getting ready for the Charlie Chat recap.
Yep, D. Fergie does one of the best recaps on the internet for the Charlie Chat. He's got pictures and audio bites and everything else to make it go for it. And he only does it like only Don can, and I thank D. Fergie for all his help in doing those recaps there. Let's see here. I'm reading the chat room again.
I don't think Charlie's having a sex change, so I don't. I think we can rule that out. J.W. Green 68.
No, I don't think so. We got the Bubba Army in the house. Bubba loves Sponge.
Wind HD, is that a sub character of Grass HD?
I don't know if you can see Wind. Can you see Wind?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Not really.
We had a sneak preview a couple of years ago of Grass HD, and that channel didn't last too long. In fact, it got mulled over. That was a club member exclusive one time.
I think it might be on YouTube now.
Well, folks, we're wrapping down the Scotty Chat for tonight. And once again, thank you for joining us here at Satellite Guys. We love doing these things for you. We love bringing you the site. And again, any comments you have to help us improve the site, we need them now. We're going to be going through some changes here. We're going to be changing up our style. We're going to be adding a bunch of new features and new forums. One of the new forums I did not talk about was the viral video forum. You know, we see on the internet all these viral videos, and I don't know about you, Bob, but a lot of times people say, have you seen this yet? And I'm the last one to see it, and I say, no. Well, now we're going to open up a forum where you can post links to YouTube, and you can watch the YouTube videos on Satellite Guys in this viral video forum. And it's going to be for the fun stuff, not the gross stuff, but the fun viral videos out there that make people laugh. It's going to be so people can see all the good stuff and have a great time.
Yeah, definitely. No posting pornography or anything in there. This is a family site. So if you got pictures or YouTube videos of something like that can be seen on America's Family Video, then you're good to go. Well, it's definitely going to be a great addition, and we're going to have fun with that.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time, and I hope to see those funny videos come in. Me, I'm a sucker for America's Funniest Home Videos, so if that's on, I'll keep my wife up all night because I laugh so hard, and it's a fun thing. We got about 45 seconds or so left to the chat. Bob, any final thoughts before we go?
Yeah, don't forget to drink every time Charlie says,
No, don't do that. You'll be dead by the time the chat is over. Don't do that. Satellite Guys cannot encourage you to drink and watch Charlie at the same time.
Yeah, otherwise you just might end up in the hospital. But in the meantime, thank you for joining us here on the Charlie Chat.
Well, this is the Scotty Chat, Bob. But anyways, get ready to grab that carrot because I have a feeling Mr. Charlie Ergen is going to announce some brand new high-definition channels. Enjoy them. We'll see you here at Satellite Guys all week long. See ya.
Bye.
All righty. And by the way, thanks to DishStore.net for all your support of Satellite Guys. Choose them for all your Dish Network needs. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
All right. We're good.
All right, Bob. See you online.
All right. See ya.